Welcome to St. Thomas Sports Park, Titans Training Camp 2014, and another edition of Titans Live. The last open practice of this training camp, and a beautiful day greets us. Humidity low, temperature just warm enough, and we've got a good breeze. The football players out in full pads for the Titans today, and they'll be glad to work in the full gear in this weather as they get ready for, again, what is the last open practice. Practice will go on until 5, and then a group of players signing autographs at the end of practice. Your chance to meet a Titan here at St. Thomas Sports Park. For our final show, we're joined by the guest who was on our first show, Titans General Manager Rustin Webster. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
You brought the good weather with you.
Perfect day today.
And out in pads again. This coaching staff likes to work in pads.
Well, I think it's important. You're limited in the amount of padded practices you can have during the season, and so it's important that we get them in now. I think you have to drill certain techniques and fundamentals in pads in order to get ready to play, and that's what we're doing.
First preseason game, you watched the tape. You don't watch film anymore. I've been corrected numerous times because I keep saying film. You watch the tape, and what did you see from a scouting standpoint about your ball club? How did you evaluate that tape?
Well, it was difficult, obviously, because the weather was a major issue in that game. But you always can see whether guys compete and do they know what they're doing. Are they carrying out their assignments? Are they carrying out their techniques? And so we saw a lot of good, and then we saw areas we need room for improvement. So it was a typical first preseason game. I've been watching a lot of them throughout the league on tape this week, and it's kind of all the same. Whether you're indoors, outdoors, in the rain, or it's dry, everybody has room for improvement.
One guy that stood out to a lot of people was Charlie Whitehurst. You signed him in the offseason to be your backup quarterback coming from San Diego, and I think his athleticism on one play in particular really surprised some people. Did Charlie do anything that surprised you?
You know, he really didn't do anything other than what he's been doing in practice. He's very comfortable in this offense. He understands it. He knows it. He knows where his receivers are. And he's thrown the ball well the entire camp. I mean, he might have thrown 2 interceptions this entire camp. So didn't really surprise us. That was a great play he made. It was a heads-up play by Bishop Sankey to get in position to make the play. And so Charlie did really kind of what he's done the whole camp.
Rookies. Did they play like rookies for the most part, or did some jump out more than others?
At times they did. You know, I mean, at times they played like rookies, and then there were other times that, they looked really good, and they made plays that veteran players make. So as usual, first preseason game, good and bad, but they all showed potential. They all showed some positive plays, and that was good.
You get in game situations, and sometimes guys make a move. They look a certain way in practice, but they get under the lights, and they look a little bit better. Anybody do that Saturday night?
Well, I think a guy that's been coming on for us has been Damian Stafford, and he continued that in the game. But it's a week-to-week thing. And so we'll see if they continue to make moves, they fall back, or they stay where they are. But I thought Damian Stafford, I thought Khalid Wooten were two guys that made moves and stood out.
Damian Stafford's a funny guy. He was out on Titans Caravan with us, and we went to a real nice dinner, and he was not eating very much. He says, I gotta watch eating because I don't want him to make a linebacker out of me. He is about 220 pounds.
He's 220 pounds, and he packs a punch when he hits you, and everybody saw that on Saturday night. But he does have to watch his weight because he's not a tall guy. So he has to work at it a little bit.
All right, physical practice yesterday. You come back 48 hours after the game, and maybe the most physical practice of camp. I don't know. We can certainly debate that. But the decision to go so physical on the Monday after the preseason game.
I think it's a matter of what we're trying to do is get our team ready to play in the regular season. We're going to play a very physical, tough football team in Kansas City in a hard environment. And we have to get ready for that. And one way to do that is to be in pads, have a physical practice where offense runs a lot of plays. They ran a lot of plays yesterday. And just continue to build on that and improve. I think that love the way our defense showed up. And our offense is just going to have to continue to push through and improve. And that's where we are. But I think we needed that. You know, most times when players come out after a game, they expect a little lighter practice. So they might have been a little surprised yesterday.
So were you pleased overall with how they responded?
I was, yeah. Yeah, they fought through it. And it was, as you know, very hot and very humid. And like I said, we ran a lot of plays, but they did a great job of fighting through it, and I think that'll bode well for us as we move forward.
Our position focus today is going to be the defensive line, and if you have questions about that, you may certainly send them in at Facebook and at Twitter, hashtag Titans Live. Our Amy Wells will be taking those later in the program. But we're going to talk about other things. We've got the general manager here. We can go beyond one position. But let's start with the defensive line a little bit, and let's start with the new defensive line coach, Giff Smith. Mm-hmm. Who is Giff Smith? What's he all about as a coach?
Well, you know, Giff Smith has a ton of experience in the college game and as coached in the pros. And I've really watched Giff closely. I like the way he coaches. I think our guys have responded to him. It's important, you know, that coaches are teachers and that they teach fundamentals, they teach technique, they can teach a scheme. I think Giff is a teacher. But he has enough of an edge to him that he can coach hard when he needs to coach hard. And I think our guys have responded really well. He's coached several good players throughout his career, one of them being Derek Morgan. So he knows, you know, what it takes to, for a player to play in this league. And I like the way he handles his players. Most of all, I like the way he teaches the game.
And he's got an assistant who also played in the league, Nick Eason.
Yeah, Nick Eason was a very good player in the league, and I see a lot of potential in Nick. Nick, too, is a good teacher, has a good way with the players. His experience as a player, I think, is a plus for him. And, you know, I think Nick is just probably the sky's the limit as a defensive line coach.
Everyone, when they start on the Titans defensive line, starts with Jarrell Casey. I'm not going to do that. I want to start with Sammy Lee Hill. And big number 94 is playing that nose guard and has shown up a lot. Is he as, I don't want to say improved because he's a veteran, but is he playing at that much better a level than he was last year in the 4-3?
Well, you know, Sammy was hampered a little bit by high ankle sprain last year, and that probably hurt him some. He still made some nice plays for us. I think he's come out on a mission. I think he's handled that nose position very well. I mean, you saw one play Saturday where he was one-on-one with the center, and he won easily. I think that Sammy has a lot of talent because he's big, he's strong, he's athletic. He can give you something as a pass rusher, but he's a very good run player. So there's a lot of potential there, and he continues to get better, and he fits well in the scheme. That's one of the things that our coaches felt like when they came here was Sammy would be a good fit at the nose.
That's a very specific position. Who else personnel-wise really fits that nose position for you and can play it well?
Well, the beauty of what we have in the defensive line right now is we have several guys that can play different positions. Sammy could play in for us in this defense. Antonio Johnson is a true nose for us and can play it well. Daquan Jones has shown the ability to play nose, really his spot, but also play the end position. So we have several good players there. Al Woods can do it. Can help us at that nose position.
We've just started with the defensive line. When we come back, certainly we're going to talk about Jarrell Casey. He'll be up first after a break. You've got us for Titans Live at TitansOnline.com. Coming to you from St. Thomas Sports Park, our special guest today, Titans General Manager Rustin Webster. Your questions for him later in the show via Facebook and Twitter, hashtag Titans Live.
I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday. Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titans checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titans debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titans checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
We'll be right back.
last open practice of Titans training camp 2014 from St. Thomas Sports Park. Mike Keith and Rustin Webster with Titans Live. As today we examine the defensive line, and we got to talk about big number 99, Jarrell Casey, coming off 10.5 sacks, off to a nice start in this defense. Everyone was confident, hey, 4-3, 3-4, doesn't matter, he'll be fine. Seems like that's right.
Yeah, you know, good football players are good football players, really, no matter the scheme. And Jarrell has some natural things in terms of his feel for using his hands and his football instincts. He's a very smart player, and that allows him to play in any scheme. And he's quick enough and athletic enough to play outside and then still move inside and be the same kind of factor he was on nickel downs last year.
From a technical standpoint, is Ray Horton able to adapt his scheme up front to maybe better suit what Jarrell does, tweak something if he needs to?
I think that's one of Ray's strengths. He understands his personnel and will work to put him in the best position to succeed.
And overall, Casey showing the versatility that you thought he had, that was the expectation, that he doesn't have to just stay at one spot.
Yeah, he has that versatility. You know, we play him at end, we play him inside at his old position, and he can do both those things. And the good thing, he's a leader. I mean, he's first in line in every drill. The way he works is really one of the things that allows him to be successful.
A lot of people asking about number 96, Al Woods, the free agent that you signed from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. A guy going back to Louisiana Friday night, he was a five-star coming out of high school, played at LSU, was a fourth-round draft pick. Took him a while to kind of get where he fit and how the pro game works. But now, maybe your most versatile guy along that front?
Well, you know, we have several that are very versatile, but he's one of them. I mean, he can play the end spot. He can play the nose and be equally as good as either one of them. That's what he brings to the table. He's another big body for us. It's tough and a hard worker, and so we're happy to have him.
We're talking about big bodies. Daquan Jones, who you got in the fourth round out of Penn State, continuing to show up. And he did it again Saturday night in that game against the Packers.
He really did. He made several nice plays, and they doubled him, and he handled the double team extremely well. Very impressed with how he's come on. He just needs to continue to work and improve because he has the talent to be a very good player.
When you see a guy that big who's got the calves that are just massive, and it's obvious he's done a lot of working out, but he's naturally a big person. Those guys oftentimes have more flexibility, more ability to change directions. They can just be better athletes because they've been big like that their whole life.
Yeah, and that's what he is. He has quickness. He's just not a big man, big strong man. He has quickness, and he can penetrate in a run game and give you a little something as a rusher. But also he's got that strength to stack the line of scrimmage and help us in the run game. So excited about where he can go and what he can be.
When it became apparent that the Titans were going to change their front, a lot of people figured it was curtains for Carl Kluge, number 97, who led the team in tackles as a rookie. And yet here he is, again making plays, maybe doesn't have the size that so much fits this front, but he just keeps doing it. He played well again Saturday night. Yeah. How does Carl Kluge do it?
Well, you know, Carl Kluge's been doing it his whole life, and he just is a guy that makes plays. He's smart. He's active. He's tough. He got a nice feel for using his hands. Good football player. And really, like I said with Jarrell, good football players usually can find a place in any scheme. No matter what, maybe they lack here or lack there. And Carl's had a great camp.
Could he be a pass rush specialist in this defense?
I think he can do that. I think he can also play on regular downs. I mean, Carl just has a natural ability for finding a football and making plays. He's done that since the first day he's been here, the first preseason game against Minnesota. So, you know, Carl can fit in pretty much anywhere.
Another guy like that people wondered about was one of your 2013 draft picks, LeVar Edwards, another kind of long, lean guy that doesn't seem to fit the prototype of a 3-4 defensive lineman, and yet he's done well.
Yeah, he had a nice rush the other night. I initially thought he just came free and nobody blocked him, but it was a nice move on the edge, freeing himself with a swim move and making the sack. So he did a good job. He continues to compete.
There are always great stories, too. And a guy that you signed just recently, Lanier Coleman, it's really an amazing story. Played at Louisiana Lafayette, mm-hmm. and then had a little sort of cup of coffee with the Vikings, ended up playing arena football, and then got out and went to work, and kind of explain his story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you know, he went to work as a strength and conditioning coach, which if you see Lanier, you understand why he did that, and got another shot. And he got another shot with the Jets and showed up a little bit, made the most of it. And when we had our rookie mini camp back in the spring, we brought him in to take a look at him, and we said, okay, if we need somebody, I believe we can go to this guy. So, and that's what happened.
Yeah, he was out of football for 3 years before he jumped back in. And actually, the Packers signed him last year for their practice squad in the playoffs with the thought of maybe making an offensive lineman out of him.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody sees the tools. They're there. You know, whether they're there for the long haul, who knows. But the guy's a great story. He's a hard worker and a good guy to have on the team, and I would never count him out.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing, the kind of shot that you love, the story that you love in training camp. And that's the beauty of the 90-man roster, isn't it?
The beauty of the 90-man roster, and you love seeing a guy like him get a shot. He's all smiles. He's very positive and enjoying being here, and he showed up in practice.
All right, I want to ask you about a guy that you just activated from PUP, Marcus Dixon, defensive end. Can he give you some help in these preseason games rep-wise?
He can. He has the talent to definitely do it. You know, he just needs to be able to stay healthy, but he definitely can come in and be a factor in these games.
Has the depth and the competition in the defensive line been a little bit of a surprise?
I think in some ways, because with the switch in schemes, I don't think anybody was exactly sure what we had. And then once we got into the spring and the mini camps and the OTAs, we said, wow, this may be our deepest position. So excited about that, and I believe it really probably is our deepest position.
And you've been very pleased with the defense overall to this point. Why?
Well, I think there's some talent there. I think there's leadership. I think there's toughness. You know, I love the way that some of our older players have taken control and ownership in the defense. And then I like our defensive line. I think it all starts up front, and those guys have responded. I also like the way our young corners are coming on. They just continue to get better and develop.
They're certainly challenging your offense in practice every day, aren't they?
Well, they are. They are, and it's a tough scheme to go against, and it's definitely a tough scheme to go against in practice every day if you're not prepared for it. So, but our offense is hanging tough and getting better every day.
A break and then back with some questions. Amy Wells has those via Facebook, the Titans Facebook page, and also via Twitter. And, of course, you can send in yours with the hashtag TitansLive, and we will get to as many questions for General Manager Rustin Webster as we can when we come back on this final edition of Training Camp Titans Live.
I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday. Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titans checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titans debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titans checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
Chance, I want to say thanks to you for all of the positive response about Titans Live here at TitansOnline.com. We've enjoyed bringing them to you. The crew has done an outstanding job, and we appreciate the football team with all they've given us as far as guests, and of course Keith Bullock with his help for six of the shows. It's really been a lot of fun, and really been a lot of fun to take your questions for our guests, put them on the spot, so to speak. Not too bad. Rustin Webster's here. Amy Wells is here. Where is Amy Wells? There she is, Amy Wells. How about a question?
All right, guys. Brad from Twitter wants to know if you think the wideouts are the strength of this team this year.
Well, I mean, I think our wideouts are very good. I think especially our first three guys, I think they can play with anybody in the league. I think we've got some other strengths, too, though. I really like the way our offensive line is coming together. And, you know, I talked to some of those guys today just about how I think they can be as good as anybody in the league. So I'm excited about them as well.
If you missed practice yesterday, Justin Hunter had a new nameplate. It was J-A-G, which meant just another guy. A little motivational tool from Sean Jefferson, his wide receivers coach. He's not going to let up on number 15, is he?
No, I think that's just to remind him to keep working. You know, Justin's made some special plays out here in practice, and I think Sean's just reminding him to keep it going.
All right. I don't know if he's got that on today or not. I haven't had a chance to see. We'll check on that for you and get question number two from our Amy Wells.
All right, you guys, William from Facebook wants to know which offensive and defensive players you expect to have a Pro Bowl caliber year this year.
Well, William, we hope that we'll have several there. I think if we win games and when we win games, that'll be the case. You know, we have some guys with the potential to do that along our offensive line and in our receiver spot and on defense. So I'm excited about the direction we're going, and I think when we win games, our players will get their proper recognition. I felt like we had a few of them last year that really should have been there, even besides Alteron Verner. So we go out and we do our job and we win, we'll be well represented.
All right. Let's get question number three from Amy.
All right. Tyler on Facebook doesn't really mess around. He wants to know, Travis Coons or Maikon Bonani, who's going to get the job?
Oh.
Well, I think he knows I'm not answering that question right now. You know, they're in a competition, and we chart them, not only the field goals they make, but their kickoffs, their get-off times, all those on a daily basis. And I get that chart every night. And so we're continuing to look at them and evaluate them. And anybody that knows me knows I don't like to make those decisions until we have all the information. And, you know, Saturday night was a tough night to kick a ball, but those guys hung in there and did a good job, and we'll see what happens in the Dome this week.
A lot of people say, well, I got to pick a quarterback. I want to do it by the third preseason game, or I want to have an idea by this point. Is there a timetable that when you'd like to know who the guy is as your kicker?
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I really don't. You know, people bring kickers in on Wednesday, and they kick on Sunday in the National Football League. So I think we're good to take our time and make the right choice.
I like how direct you were with the question, though. You got a shot at the GM, take the shot. That's good. All right, final question.
All right, guys, this is our last Titans Live fan question. It comes from Matt on Facebook, and he wants to know what you would consider a success this year.
Oh, I mean, you know, I want the ultimate goal to go to the Super Bowl, and that's what we're doing. But the first thing we have to do is get to the playoffs. And, you know, then it's all of us have a chance at that point. So our goal is to get to the playoffs, and we'll consider that a success.
Win the division.
Yes, definitely.
Then that means – Coach Wisenhunt's talked about that very, very openly. You win the division, you know you got a home playoff game, which gives you a chance.
Yeah, the home playoff game is a big deal. We feel like our home field advantage is as good as anybody's. And if we get a team at home by winning the division, which we are clearly capable of doing, then that'll be a great thing, not only for us to advance, but also our fans. And you know, the fans have been through a little tough stretch, so we want to give them something to cheer for at home in the playoffs.
Get a break, and then back for some final thoughts from Rustin Webster, Titans general manager, part of Titans Live, as the Titans hold one more open practice for training camp 2014 at St. Thomas Sports Park. Practice goes on until 5 o'clock today.
And I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday. Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titans checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titans debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titans checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
Highlights from training camp. Sometimes more interesting things happen than others. And today, Wesley Woodyard, middle linebacker, number 59, seventh-year man, is wearing red socks at practice. Rustin Webster, why? What would be your, well, what would you surmise?
And that's a good question. It could be one of many things. And I'll ask him about that after practice is over. I'm sure Coach Wisenhunt will, too.
He's never been – I mean, he played at Kentucky.
Yeah, there's no red there.
They ain't red.
No.
And the Denver Broncos aren't red.
Right.
I don't know
where he got them.
Titans do have some red in their uniform, though, periodically.
Yeah, he looks good in them.
He looks good, yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. All right. Training camp thoughts. Where have – the coaches, in particular, Coach Ken Wisenhunt and his staff, where have they impressed you the most so far in camp?
Well, there's a couple things for me. It's their attention to detail. I think I've said that all along. And then there's just their positive nature. You know, I think when you're building a team, you have to be able to be tough and positive. And I think Coach Wisenhunt and his coaches have done a great job of that. Teaching the game, teaching what they want, also being critical when they need to be critical, but in the meantime also being positive about where we're going. And I think they've done a great job of that.
Where can you already see improvement in this team from last year's club?
Oh, I just think, you know, our improvement is going to continue. I think defensively I really like the improvement on the back end. I think those guys look good, sound. They know what they're doing. There's a lot of good things going on there that I'm excited about. And then, you know, offensively, I just like the way our offensive line's coming. And, you know, we've had some gaping holes in the run game, and that's due to them. So I like that constant improvement.
Has anything in this camp surprised you so far? Or anyone?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that there's been one surprise or another. There are things that when you come into camp you hope to see. I hope to see Khalid Wooten show up. You know, I hope to see Damian Stafford show up because I know that they have the ability to play in the league. So those type of things. But a real surprise, I wouldn't say there's been a surprise. It's our job to know these guys and kind of know what they're capable of. But I am pleased with how players have improved and shown up.
It's never easy to cut down the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But is this going to be your hardest job so far as the general manager?
Well, we're very deep in certain positions, and it will be tough. But let me just tell you, that day is clearly my toughest day of the year. You get to know these players. You understand the dreams that they have of playing in the National Football League. And that is a trying and difficult day for everybody involved. So it's just tough in general.
And your head coach has a lot of opinions. He's going mm-hmm. to give you a lot of his thoughts. Mm-hmm. Your scouts have a lot of opinions. Lake Dawson, who was with us, Blake Bedingfield, who was with us. There's going to be a lot that you have to consider on that particular day on August 30th when you go from 75 to 53.
Yeah, I mean, and it's such an important day because you want to leave with the right 53. So we listen to everybody. Everybody has a voice, and we'll try to make the right decisions there, and I'm sure we will. But that day when you cut the roster is more important than draft day. It's more important than free agency. You have to get that right coming into the season. You have to have the right mix of a team moving forward because it's you know, it may not be the most talented guy. It may be a guy that can help you on special teams and fit a role, and that's what makes you a team. It's not always necessarily the 53 most talented.
You've got more than 8 practice squad candidates here too, I would think.
Yeah, we were going over there the other day. I think we have many practice squad candidates, and it's a lot of that's gonna work with what we do roster-wise. You know, how many receivers we keep, how many defensive linemen or offensive linemen we keep. then if you go a little light somewhere, you have to have more players on the practice squad. So, you know, a lot of it all goes hand in hand, and I think we can put a pretty good practice squad together from what we have right here.
Finally, where do you need to see improvement Friday night in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome against the Saints?
Well, obviously a tough opponent, you know, at their place on the road. But I'd like to see us start a little faster, offensively and defensively. I really would, and kind of be ready to go. The environment should be perfect. There'll be no rain. There'll be no excuses that way. So that's really what I want to see. I want to see us get off to a better start, which we're going to have to do when we get into Kansas City.
Thank you, and thank Coach Wisenhunt, Don McLaughlin, Tommy Smith, for letting us do this. This has been so much fun.
It's been fun, and I think it's been a hit. People around the office talking about it, and the players, and really a good thing, and another step for the Titans, just moving forward and not only building what we want to build on the field, but off it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yep.
General Manager Rustin Webster joining us. Remember, Friday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, kickoff from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, Titans and the Saints. And next Tuesday night, the first Coach Ken Wisenhunt show, his first radio show, 7 Central Time on Titans radio stations around the Mid-South. For Rustin Webster and for Amy Wells, who did a bang-up job, thank you for your good work and for our entire crew. I'm Mike Keith. Hope to see you later this season, and hope to see you more on other editions of Titans Live. Have a great day.